Imagine a world where AI agents seamlessly transform business operations and employee workflows across the globe. Welcome to the AI Agent Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, February 28th. Here's what you need to know about Microsoft's massive deployment of AI agents. Let's dive in. Microsoft has just taken a groundbreaking step by deploying thousands of AI-powered agents for both internal and external customers. This major move was confirmed by Charles Lamanna, Microsoft's Corporate Vice President of Business and Industry Copilot, through a LinkedIn post. Lamanna highlighted that the company is making significant strides with its Copilot and agents, reshaping how businesses operate, enhancing employee workflows, and providing better access to AI development. On the Copilot landing page, Microsoft has integrated an AI agent to assist with product inquiries, while on Azure.com, a similar agent is boosting customer support and product discovery. This has resulted in a 70% increase in page visits per session and a 21.5% rise in conversions. These agents are also live on Microsoft Fabric and Power Platform landing pages, ready to assist. Within his own department, Lamanna explained that AI agents are being used for product development, business planning, and human resources needs. He even mentioned having an agent that helps him prepare for customer meetings by catching up on past conversations. It's a testament to how embedded these agents have become in daily operations. The numbers are impressive. Over 160,000 organizations have used Copilot Studio to create more than 400,000 custom agents just last quarter. Companies like Dow, Holland America Line, and Pets at Home are among those transforming their operations with these AI solutions. Interestingly, Lamanna's announcement comes amidst a continuing war of words between Microsoft and Salesforce. After Salesforce's recent earnings call, where CEO Mark Benioff critiqued Microsoft's Copilot as a repackaged ChatGPT, Lamanna's post appears to be a direct response. He tagged Benioff in his post, subtly countering the skepticism with real-world examples and statistics of Microsoft's success. This rivalry has been ongoing for months, with Benioff previously criticizing Copilot for spilling data everywhere and likening it to Clippy 2.0. Meanwhile, Microsoft continues to push forward, reporting rapid growth in the contact center as a service market and integrating their solutions into their own operations. The phrase, "there's an app for that," once captured the essence of the mobile revolution. Today, the narrative has shifted to, "there's an agent for that," as AI agents are rapidly transforming how we interact with software. These agents automate tasks, execute complex workflows, and even act autonomously, becoming crucial intermediaries in our digital lives. Now, you might wonder how these AI agents operate so seamlessly. The answer lies in APIs, which are the connective tissue that enable these agentic workflows. This shift has led to an explosion in API consumption, particularly AI-driven API usage, which skyrocketed throughout 2024. In fact, AI-related API production saw an astounding 800% increase, underscoring the need for APIs that are structured, interoperable, and ready for the AI era. This surge has also reinvigorated standards-based initiatives like the OpenAPI initiative, which in 2024 released specifications such as Erazzo 1.0.0 and Overlay 1.0.0, alongside updates to the OpenAPI specification. These efforts continued into 2025 with the release of Erazzo 1.0.1. Why are these standards so vital? Well, they ensure interoperability and improve the tooling experience, fostering a shared understanding of API design and consumption, which is crucial as AI agents become primary API consumers. But what makes this important? Extracting value from APIs often requires more than a simple call. It involves orchestrating a series of calls to accomplish a task. Imagine an AI agent performing tasks on our behalf. It needs a clear, structured workflow to function reliably. Without deterministic guidance, these agents could end up executing tasks via trial and error, which is far from ideal. Enter the Arazzo specification, a game changer in crafting deterministic API workflows. Arazzo enables the creation of structured series of API calls that achieve specific business objectives. It supports both JSON and YAML formats, making workflows both human and machine readable, which accelerates adoption by traditional developers and AI agents alike. By providing a structured way to express workflows, Arazzo bridges the gap between API producers and consumers. It allows API providers to deliver interoperable workflows across various large language models and agent technologies. This is especially important as companies navigate the total cost of ownership of new AI-fused topologies. Ultimately, while leveraging user interface-based automation might offer short-term gains, APIs are the superior interface for AI agents. They're designed for machine consumption and offer greater scalability, reliability, and cost-effectiveness in the long run. By investing in robust API assets, organizations prepare for a future where APIs, not UIs, are the primary interface for AI agents. Arazzo is not just about AI, though. It provides broader value across the API lifecycle, offering deterministic API consumption recipes, acting as living workflow documentation, and enabling end-to-end test automation. It even streamlines regulatory compliance. So, whether you're automating workflows, enabling AI consumption, or enhancing API governance, Arazzo is key to unlocking the next generation of API-driven innovation. It's about making sure that AI agents can interact reliably with APIs, bridging the gap between traditional API consumers and these new intelligent agents. Grok and Gemini are at the forefront of AI chatbot innovation, each bringing its own flair and expertise to the table. Grok, developed by Elon Musk's X, formerly known as Twitter, is crafted to be an engaging conversational assistant. It thrives on wit and real-time interactions, making it a perfect fit for social media. On the other hand, Gemini, created by Google DeepMind, is designed for deep reasoning and multimodal capabilities, integrating seamlessly into Google's vast ecosystem. Let's dive deeper into what sets these two apart, starting with their development origins and objectives. Grok is built to enhance social media interactions with engaging and context-aware responses. It leverages X's extensive data to create a unique user experience. Meanwhile, Gemini is focused on high accuracy across various domains, from scientific analysis to creative content, with a strong emphasis on knowledge synthesis. When it comes to performance and application, Grok is all about real-time engagement. It's optimized for dynamic responses and thrives in informal settings, although it may fall short in structured data analysis. Gemini, however, excels in complex analytical tasks and professional applications, thanks to its high-level reasoning and problem-solving capabilities. Architecturally, Grok is tightly integrated with X's infrastructure, potentially harnessing real-time social media data to enhance its responses. It's designed to be agile and conversational, though the specifics of its underlying model are somewhat opaque. In contrast, Gemini stands on Google DeepMind's cutting-edge architecture, boasting advanced deep learning techniques and the ability to process text, images, audio, and video seamlessly. Both models face ethical and security challenges. Grok's integration with social media brings concerns about misinformation and bias, especially given its real-time nature. Meanwhile, Gemini prioritizes ethical development and incorporates safety mechanisms to mitigate bias, though its extensive data access does pose privacy challenges. To put these models to the test, we crafted specific questions to explore logic, creativity, accuracy, and ethics. For instance, when asked to craft a dystopian story, Grok painted a vivid picture of a city where dreams are policed, but creativity finds a way to break through. Gemini, on the other hand, depicted a society where dreams are pruned by an omnipresent AI, with art sparking a silent revolution. In terms of factual analysis, both models provided detailed accounts of the 2008 financial crisis, highlighting the role of deregulation and market speculation. Grok emphasized unchecked derivatives trading, while Gemini focused on the complexity of financial instruments like collateralized debt obligations. When discussing ethical constraints in AI, both models acknowledge the risks of bias and over-surveillance in predictive policing. Grok highlighted the potential for AI to become a tool of control if not properly regulated, and Gemini stressed the importance of maintaining neutrality and transparency. Ultimately, Grok and Gemini offer unique perspectives and capabilities in the AI landscape. While Grok excels in real-time, witty interactions, Gemini shines in complex, multimodal reasoning. Each has its strengths and faces distinct challenges, making them fascinating subjects in the ongoing evolution of AI chatbots. The Consensus EZIA Hackathon in Hong Kong just wrapped up, and it brought some seriously exciting Web3 projects to light. Picture this, a gathering of global developers competing for over $200,000, all aiming to push the boundaries of blockchain innovation. The event, organized by Consensus and EZA, showcased projects across various blockchain platforms like Aptos, Ripple, Polkadot, and Origin Trail. Now let's talk winners. These weren't just any projects. They're potential game changers in the Web3 space. From AI-powered portfolio managers on decentralized exchanges to blockchain gaming and even new payment solutions, the range was impressive. The hackathon wasn't just about winning. It was about ensuring these projects have the support to keep building and growing. Dominic and Phil Kwok, the founders of EZA, set out to create a hackathon that does more than just showcase ideas. They wanted to make sure the winners would actually stick around and contribute to the future of Web3. So they focused on projects that could be launched on a specific piece of technology, rather than spreading across multiple chains. Among the standout projects was ProfitX, an AI-powered portfolio manager that stood out in the Aptos track. This intelligent trading assistant integrates with Merkle Trade, offering a decentralized solution for managing portfolios. HealthDB also shone with its Aptos-based AI agent focused on managing health data through sophisticated algorithms. Grand Theft Aptos, a project that combines AI-driven non-playable characters with blockchain tech, offered a glimpse into the future of gaming. It's an open-world game that promises dynamic, immersive experiences. And then there's i.apt, a quant trading agent that tirelessly monitors prices and news, adjusting strategies in real time to maximize profits. The Ripple track saw projects like Zeno, which offers a tap-to-pay solution using Ripple's low-cost transactions to eliminate hefty card fees. Framus, a platform that allows fans to donate to their idols' charities, also made waves, tying for first place. Meanwhile, Modern Portfolio Theory provided a DeFi tool to balance risk and reward, aiming to optimize investment performance. On the Mosaic NFT track, Mosaic Dot took first place by leveraging Polkadot's Asset Hub to facilitate comprehensive NFT functionality. This platform not only enables the creation and trading of NFTs, but also taps into Polkadot's security and interoperability. Another interesting project was Nemwork, which develops a blockchain-based AI pet platform, bridging crypto assets with social connections. Finally, the Origin Trail track featured the PixX Origin Trail Telegram bot. This project integrates Tech Noir I Ching divinations with the Origin Trail knowledge graph, allowing users to explore patterns across divinations. It even plans to incentivize user-generated content, adding a new layer of engagement to the platform. Overall, the Consensus EZA Hackathon was a hotbed of innovation, showcasing projects that not only push the boundaries of technology, but also promise to drive the Web3 world forward. It's an exciting time for blockchain enthusiasts as these new ideas and solutions start to take shape and gain traction in the industry. In a move that underscores the transformative impact of artificial intelligence, Mark Benioff, the chief executive officer of Salesforce, announced that the company will not be hiring any engineers this year. This decision is directly linked to the success of AI agents that Salesforce has developed and deployed. It's a clear sign that AI is reshaping the workforce landscape, even in tech's heartland. Benioff's statement came during Salesforce's earnings call, where he emphasized that we're the last generation to manage only humans. He's envisioning a future where companies will operate with hybrid human and digital workforces. Salesforce aims to be the leader in digital labor, providing AI agents that perform tasks traditionally handled by human employees. These AI agents are more than just chatbots. They're proactive and capable of executing tasks without constant human oversight. From scheduling meetings to writing code, they're changing how businesses operate. Salesforce's Agent Force, launched last year, is already in use by nearly half of the Fortune 100 companies, handling customer cases and marketing campaigns with impressive efficiency. Benioff is a major proponent of what he calls the trillion-dollar digital labor revolution. He regularly shares updates about Salesforce's AI agents, noting their impressive performance metrics. For instance, in the last 90 days, Agentforce managed 380,000 conversations with an 84% resolution rate, requiring human intervention in only 2% of cases. Despite Salesforce missing some financial expectations, Benioff proudly highlighted the rapid adoption and success of Agentforce. Since October, they've closed 5,000 deals, marking what's been described as the quarter of Agentforce. Benioff couldn't resist taking a jab at Microsoft, questioning whether they have achieved similar integration of humans and AI agents. The decision to halt engineering hires follows layoffs and a shift in focus towards sales roles for Agentforce. This trend isn't unique to Salesforce. Other tech giants are also leaning on AI to fill roles traditionally held by human engineers, suggesting a broader shift in the tech industry towards AI-driven solutions. As we look ahead, the notion of a white-collar recession looms, with AI taking over tasks once reserved for skilled human workers. This raises important questions about the future of work and how companies will balance human talent with digital efficiencies. That's it for today's The AI Agent Daily Brief. Microsoft's deployment of AI agents and Salesforce's pivot towards digital labor highlight the seismic shifts happening in the tech industry. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.